All right. Hello, everyone. This is Harrison, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You heard Peaches and Regalia by Frank Zappa off of my favorite Zappa record, Hot Rats. Welcome to Stranger Waves. Happy birthday to the DJ before me, Daryl, with DJ Music Express. Happy birthday. And thanks for holding down the hour before mine and sometimes subbing in. Really appreciate it. Got some usual suspects on the show today, unsurprisingly. And so we're going to head straight into one of those right now. Got Bad Sneakers by Steely Dan up for you next off of Katie Lied. Hope you enjoy.
And mine, and one more chip who isn't here. I can see the ladies talking how the times are getting hard, and that fearsome excavation on Magnolia Boulevard. Yes, I'm going insane, and I'm laughing at the frozen rain. Well, I'm so alone. Honey, when they gonna send me? White tuxedo, how you gonna beat the heat? Do you take me for a fool? Do you think that I don't see that ditch out in the valley that they're digging just for me? Yes, I'm
gone insane.
You know I'm laughing at the frozen rain. I feel like a song.
Bad Sneakers, Katie Lied, Steely Dan. I love the Malcolm McDonald backup vocals on it. Great stuff. Or sorry, Michael McDonald. Jeez. I got Malcolm McDowell and Michael McDonald confused. Funny. So, for those of you who keep up on the Jam Band news, this past weekend was the 40th anniversary, I guess official 40th anniversary of Phish. I was reading something on Twitter. Somebody bumped into Trey at a show in New York that happened to line up on that day, and they were all, oh, congratulations, and he had no idea. So I guess that shows you how important of an anniversary it really was. But yeah, 40 years, so congrats to them. It's tough for any band to stick around that long, especially one like Phish with the history behind them. So happy to see that they're still, you know, playing shows, releasing music. And got, in case you couldn't guess, got some Phish up next. Here's would like to play a more extended version of this, but again, we only got an hour. So here's Gumbo from a live one. Enjoy.
The
There's a mouse staring out of the window. His car is trapped in the snow. He's planning family vacation, but he just can't go. Around the next corner's a red bird. His feathers are trapped in a sling. He's trashed by some gum-slinging parrot. His jealousy ain't got no grin. There ain't no time to stash the gumbo or rattle around in a cage. Sacrifice draws me bubbles. His fiddle is everywhere in rage. In a hot sand, I ran on my feet. They missed her and came from debris. Shins were laying guarding the topo while angry fiddles would bleed. Ooh, right now was on sandpaper. He's getting them all to himself. Sends them a couple days later. Put them along his top shelf. The beak will be tired of shavings. And cover up a good hunk of wood. Remembering to check on the sausage. He's got cooking somewhere but good. There ain't no time to stash the gumbo or rattle around in the cage. Sacrifice jars made bubbles. The spittle is everywhere in rage. In a hot sand, I went at my feet. Glistening cage with debris. Tales of his God in the topo while angry fiddles with glee. Sacrifice jars made bubbles. His fiddle is everywhere in rage. In a hot sand, I ran on my feet. They blister and cake with debris. Chevrolet is guarding the topo while angry fiddles with glee. There ain't no time to stash the gumbo or rattle around in a cage. The sacrifice jars made bubbles. His fiddle is everywhere in rage. In a hot sand, I ran on my feet. Blistering cake with debris. Shins relays got in the toe for my angry pedals with me.
Gumbo, fish. I always like the kind of, I guess, jazzier tunes, and that definitely delivers. For those of you who are curious, that was played on December 2nd, 1994 at UC Davis, California. Good stuff. I forgot to mention this towards the top of the hour, but I am going to be leaving a little early today. I have an appointment at 1 o'clock, so got to run back to my apartment and get on Zoom in time, so probably going to cut things off around 12:50, but we'll see. So, apologize for that in advance. What do we got next? Oh, some Joni Mitchell. Here's Coyote, and love the kind of fretless bass that's all over this record. It's really cool sounding stuff. I like this kind of sound over her lyrics, so enjoy.
No regrets, Coyote. We just come from such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my reel to reel. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get. Still feel so alone and still feel related, like stations in some relay. You're not a hit and run driver, no, racing away. You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We roll right past that tragedy till we turn into some roadhouse lights where a local band was playing. Locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner and he won't take no. He drags me out on the dance floor and we're dancing close and slow. Now he's got a woman at home. He's got another woman down the hall. He seems to want me anyway. Why'd you have to get so drunk and lead me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. In the face on the road to Belgeny near my old hometown. He went running through the whisker weed chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes, and those same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes and numbered doors where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, Coyote, I just get off up a ways. You just pick up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Coffee shop. He's staring a hole in his scrambled eggs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and Eagles and Tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spilling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out. I tried to run away myself, to run away and wrestle with my ego. With this flame you put here in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines.
Joni Mitchell, Coyote. Totally unrelated, but Miami Dolphins are 9-3, and I think that's something that's worth celebrating. First time in my lifetime they've ever been this good. So, high hopes. I'm ready for my dreams to be crushed come January and February, though. That's how these things tend to go. But yeah, nice win against the Washington Commanders yesterday, which, by the way, I can't wait till they change that name again, because that's just a terrible placeholder name. Thank God Dan Snyder's gone. Got some Waylon Jennings up next. Some late 70s Waylon Jennings. So a little bit more, I guess, upbeat. This is I've Always Been Crazy from the record of the same name. Enjoy.
I've always been crazy in the trouble that it's put me through. Been busted for things that I did and I didn't do. I can't say I'm proud of all of the things that I've done, but I can say I've never intentionally hurt anyone. I've always been different with one foot over the line, winding up somewhere one step ahead or behind. It ain't been so easy, but I guess I shouldn't complain. I've always been crazy, but it's kept me from going insane. Beautiful lady, are you sure that you understand? The chances you're taking loving a free living man. Are you really sure? Want what you see. Be careful of something that's just what you want it to be.
Busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
Thanks, Willie. All right, for that you heard, I've Always Been Crazy by Waylon Jennings. Good friend of Willie Nelson, of course, a collaborator. Up next, my bad, guys. I don't really know how this album passed under my radar, considering I literally follow the band that put it out and have been actively trying to go see a show from them for a while. Didn't know they actually had any studio output, but they do. And it came out, I think, like the second week of this year or something, and I found out about it maybe 2 weeks ago. So that's on me. But Sam Grissman, son of David Grissman, who was, of course, frequent collaborator with Jerry Garcia, recorded one of my favorite records with Jerry kind of outside the Grateful Dead sphere, Shady Grove, which has a lot of really good, like, folksy, bluegrassy type tunes on it. David Grissman, of course, mandolin player. His son is a bass player, and he has his own little group called the Sam Grissman Project. They've been touring around for couple years playing a mix of his dad's music, some country tunes, some bluegrass tunes, some Grateful Dead music. Good mix of stuff. They put out a record beginning of this year, finally got around to listening to it a couple weeks ago. Absolutely loved it. It's mostly Grateful Dead songs. Actually, every other song on this record outside of the one that I'm going to play is a Grateful Dead or Jerry Garcia band tune. This one, though, is a blues track that got popular around the 70s that David and Jerry actually recorded for Shady Grove. It's called Stealin', and it's a lot of fun, and I really, really like Sam's version of it, and so we're going to go ahead and play that. Yes, yeah, Stealin', Sam Grissman Project.
Put your arms around me like a circle. Sun, I want you love me, mama, like my easy rider done. Don't believe I love you, what a fool I've been. You don't believe I'm sinking, what a hole I'm in. Stealing, stealing, pretty mama, won't you tell on me? I'm stealing back to my same old used to. The woman I love, she's just my height and size. Married gal, come to see me sometimes. You don't believe I love you, what a fool I've been. You don't believe I'm sinking, what a hole I'm in. Stealing, stealing, pretty mama, won't you tell on me? Old used to be. your arms around me like a circle around the sun. I want you to love me, mama, like my Easy Rider done. Don't believe I love you, what a fool I've been. You don't believe I'm sinking, what a hole I'm in.
Stealing, Sam Grisman Project. Good stuff. If you like that, the rest of the record's really, really good. A lot of fun, kind of, I guess, more country, bluesy covers of some Dead classics. I really like their version of New Speedway Boogie, which is a song that never really been my favorite, although I seem to always run into it at shows one way or another. But I really, really like their take on it. So yeah, it's like a 35-40 minute EP. Go listen to it. It's great stuff. Got some Allman Brothers up next. Saw the Allman Betts Band this weekend. It was a good show. I think the guest that they brought along was really the main draw for me. But some fun jams. I don't really think they're great at the spacey stuff. The kids, be fully transparent with you, kind of lost my attention at some points, which is, you know, rare at these type of shows, but it happened. But the bluesier kind of, you know, more rock oriented type stuff, really, they were doing great at that. Here's one of those songs. This is One Way Out from Eat a Peach, which is of course a live recording, because why not, from Fillmore, 1971. Enjoy.
Thank you. go walking, take my place. Ain't nowhere to wear, I'm going out that front door. But there's a man down there, it might be old man, I don't know. But there's a man down there, it might be old man, I don't know.
One Way Out, Allman Brothers, 1971. What a good year for music. Staying in a similar time period, I've been on a crazy 1973 dead kick like this entire year, pretty much. From the summer onwards, let's say. Really, really spurred on by the couple of 1973 style They Love Each Others I was lucky enough to see at Dead & Company shows this summer. But yeah, I don't know. I've been really diving into this year, having a lot of fun with it. I think it's a great year for the band because you got the new material from Wake of the Flood, and those songs are still kind of like being formed, you could say. So like 1973, Eyes of the Worlds are always really kind of out there. You still got Weather Report Suite in the mix, which is always fun. Let It Grow hasn't fully been divorced from the other parts of that tune quite yet. But the other reason why I love 1973 is you get a lot of Here Comes Sunshine, which is one of my favorite songs that really just kind of gets left behind past this year in the grand scheme of things. But they were killing this song, specifically in the fall of 73, which is when the show is from, Denver Coliseum, November 20th, 1973. Here Comes Sunshine. Enjoy.
Laughing.
right, Here Comes Sunshine, November 21st, 1973, Denver, Colorado. Good stuff. Got one more track for y'all, and then I'm going to have to get going. Krangabin has been releasing live records all year, and they're all really, really good. They just kind of wrapped up with the Sydney Opera House release. That's good. This one isn't from that. This is from their Fillmore Miami show. I think last year, I want to say. They don't have dates on things, which is kind of frustrating. But I remember them touring last year, so we're going to go with last year. This is Maria Tambien. Played it on the show before, but I really like this song. And I think the distortion and live effects on this version are pretty cool. So, yeah, thanks for tuning in. I'll see you guys next week, same time. And, yeah, have a good week.
kick it?
Yes, we can.
Can I 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 kick it?
Yes, we can.
Well, I'm gone. Can I kick it? To all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what live was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
Funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yeah, yeah, hey ya. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Atsuko from Shonen Knife, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Your mind is made up, but you're